On language. Over a cup of chaha, I stumbled over words through a conversation in a Marathi influenced by the American tongue. My relatives and friends listened, their faces falling, and at that moment, in that conversation, the distance between us was much further than that of the Atlantic Ocean. I've picked up languages until now as a consequence of picking up my life and placing it in lands where English rarely made an appearance. Once I landed in a place deep with melanin that looked best in the gold of the setting sun, where bodies move to the rhythm of voodoo drums that beckon the spirits to dance with them. Mwete apran pale kriol tankumunyo na pei kotideomo gemo. I learned to speak Creole like those in a country where, as the Haitians say to describe the endlessness of their injustices, there are mountains beyond mountains. Another was a place soaked in wine, one that reverberated with the sound of heels tapping in time to flamenco. Ahí yo aprendí a hablar español. There I learned to speak Spanish, but not like the stunning men and women who made it sound so sultry. I learned those languages through love, through dance, and in the haze of drunken nights. I devoured their dictionaries and remembered the minuscule details of conversations held on the back of motorcycle taxis, with my eyes staring at a sky that became less foreign each day. My God, I miss those places, even though my heritage has no trace there. We always crave things that are not already ours. As a child, my parents insisted that I read Marathi fables, recite the Barakhadi, and write it all down. They insisted that I speak only in Marathi, and I responded in that immigrant kid kind of way. I didn't want to learn Marathi, because its accent fell into my English one at school. Because at that age, language is fluid and does not understand separation, and does not understand that in a white neighborhood, my melanin did not mix well, and neither did the slight slip of my tongue, which was so accustomed to the spice tin in our kitchen. So, I refuse to learn the one thing that was the entire purpose of my parents' efforts. I refuse to call my mother Ai. Don't get me wrong, mala Marathi nahi tita bara ka. Mala Punyat ek varsha zhalay, ani thoda pan Marathi nahi shikle yavayat tar mag kay upyog ithe rahilyacha. Thoda far shikle, making up for all that lost time. Learning to feel in this language, wrapping my tongue comfortably around the sounds that never make an appearance in English. As it is only through language that we can belong to a place. Over a cup of chaha, I remain a bit soft-spoken, but the words come to me, slowly, determined to be said properly. Relatives and friends lean in closer to hear me, and they hold my hands in theirs and laugh, celebrating that yes, I am learning about what is already mine.